Lord Father King, thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity. Yes, it's my birthday. Thank you so much for allowing me to live another year. Help this next year to be full of you, full of Lord, full of love and passion and kindness. Amen. Hi. Hello. Yes, it's my birthday. This is my birthday suit. It's golden. Yes, it's to cause attention, but I'm not here to cause attention to myself. I'm here to cause attention to being a positive force for good and the continual sin of betterment. Let's dance. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're moving. We're grooving. We're celebrating life. We're alive. Yes, we are. It's my birthday. Yes. But it brings an awareness. It brings a self-assessment time. It brings a situation where you need to look at the situation and assess the situation. I said it like forwards, backwards, all kinds of ways around. You doing good? I am. I'm Matthew, and I'm in a continuous set of betterment and a positive force for good. And I know you are too. Why? Because you're watching the Matthew Rayburn Show. Thank you so much. Comment down below. You doing good? I am. My goodness gracious. It's a beautiful day. It's a very beautiful day. Normally, it's bad weather on my birthday, but not today. It's great weather, and I'm very thankful for you being here. Thankful for you watching. We're having a good day, and I'm so thankful for you being here. We're getting the wheels greased. We're getting the wheels moving forward, and I'm thankful for you watching once again. Let's do the show! Being that it's my birthday, it's time for a self-assessment. It's like a personal New Year's. You look at the situation, you look at the fruits that you're producing, and you root it back to where those roots are rooted in, like what behaviors they're from, what situations that your mind is in, what your heart is in, where your body is in, so that you can gauge if you've improved the correct direction, so that you can find improvement opportunities, and you can implement a plan to gain that said growth and opportunity. It's super important. So I wanted to read, Galatians 5, 22 through 23. Is about the fruits of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And I mean to say that in the sense of these things are listed out that are fruits of the Spirit that you can gauge and see if you've gained in the correct direction, if you've taken a couple of steps backwards, and where you can find improvement. How much love do you have in your life? How much joy do you have in your life? Do you know where your joy comes from? It doesn't come from your talents. Your joy doesn't come from the amount of money that you have. The joy doesn't really even come from the friends that you have and the family that you have that you love. You do. You love them deeply. They're provided by God. Your joy comes from God. Those situations and those opportunities and those people are provided in your life from God. So therefore, your joy comes from God. Peace. We all need peace. There's some crazy stuff going on outside. Literally, figuratively, mentally, physically, spiritually, guacamole is kind of hitting the fan in the nation. Internationally, there's a World War III. I mean, not yet, but oh my goodness, we're getting close or not. Culture wars, huh, baby? Huh? Yeah, there you go. I'm sick and tired of it. And so I need peace. I need long-suffering to handle it. I need long-suffering to handle the political situations that are going on, the social engineering that's happening. I need long-suffering, Lord. Please provide long-suffering. I need gentleness so I don't get too angry. So I don't get too bombastic, so that I keep showing goodness and faith. See, it's fantastic when you look at a specific subject matter, like the transgender stuff, like the culture war, like the attack on children, and getting all weird and crazy like that. It's disgusting and it's putrid, and I hate it. And what's so fascinating about it is the gay community is also upset, and they get one because they're getting blamed by it. This is live, and I've been thinking about this for a while. How like the transgender stuff is so messed up and so backwards and so inappropriate and so perverted. I'm excited to be so refreshing. It's so good that it causes people to quarrel with each other so much because they're being attacked at their core in the sense of don't attack my children, don't attack my culture, don't attack my reality. And so all that said is, well, you know, it's their reality. It's their reality, but it's such a small percentage that it shows you how selfish it is. It's like a fraction of 1% of those in our nation that condone that type of behavior, that practice in that type of behavior. And it's quite selfish in the sense of it's such a small group of people, but it's so prevalent. We see it everywhere. We see it on beer cans and on candy bar wrappers, on commercials. I'm sick and tired of it. I mean, like, I don't know about you, but what I need is gentleness, and I need long suffering. I need joy and peace and goodness and faith. All these things come from the Holy Spirit. That's exactly what we need. The Matthew Rayburn Show is about being in a continuing state of betterment and a positive force for good. That means macroly and microly. Macroly, we don't want to move backwards. We understand what a man is. We understand what a woman is. We don't want to move backwards where we're confused by that. We don't want to have that conversation as adults when, you know, we're adults and we shouldn't be. It's so illogical that it's almost hard to like be kind and couth and silly and fun like I normally am here on the Matthew Gribben Show because of how upset I am about it. It's just fascinating. So I see a lot of Facebook groups. I see a lot of posts about it. I see a lot of YouTubes. I see a lot of news. I see a lot of articles. I read a lot of things about it. So it's quite active. So it's just going to be like bursting forward. People are talking about it. Good. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about how to handle it. And let's talk about where the truth comes from. And let's talk. And then in the meantime, let's practice these fruits of the Spirit. And we're making a personal assessment on our birthday. I mean, really, I want to have temperance. I want to have self-control. I don't want to get too bombastic, too loud, too angry, too crazy. I want to show meekness. I want to show love and gentleness like Jesus did, like Jesus does, like true believing Christians should. Come on now. Let's talk about that. We got the situations that are happening outside. We got some crazy situations that are happening in our personal lives and at our workplaces, in our communities, in the nation, where, however small or big the situation is. One, you need God. Okay. Two, you need to get some patience and peace about yourself. And that comes from the Holy Spirit. And then three, you just band together and start loving on each other. That's exactly what's needed to be happening. Because you want to find peace and joy and hope and love. And then if those people are Christians and focusing on that personal growth and that personal direction, you want to go in that same direction. These are examples of spiritual muscle groups that you can work out. If you need to have more love, ask the Lord for more opportunities to love, and he'll give you more opportunities to love people that either don't want to be loved or are hard to love or whatever the case may be, so that you can practice your love muscle and add strength to your love muscle. We've gone over the fruits of the Spirit, but something that you want to segment your life into thirds: spiritual, mental, and physical. Everything is spiritual, mental, and physical. This microphone, these fake glasses, this golden suit, the technology that helps the show happen, whatever the case may be, everything is spiritual, mental, and physical. And so I've been working on my spiritual. I've been getting closer to God, and I can see measurable growth in that. And I'm thankful for it. And I've seen change in my personal life. I've seen change in my friends, and I'm thankful for it. I've seen change in my church. It's the what I want to see, and what we all need to see. And I'm thankful for that. Of course, there's always growth. Of course, there's always more opportunities to do better. We're in a continuous state of betterment and a positive force for good. And you're not done until you're dead, right? Wink. I mean, so I started going to the gym, getting a little, getting my pump on. Okay, doing a little. What do they call it? Bulking, not bulking. It was another term they used the other day. It was really funny. Long story short, I'm going to the gym, having a good time, getting healthier, doing some good quality cardio. I'm gonna look better, at the pool. It's also a great thing when you go to the gym. You start looking a little better. Go to the gym. It's fantastic. Mental. And so one of the things that I need to confess, and I feel embarrassed and I'm apologizing about, and in a couple of days, I'm going to be dealing with a situation that it's going to be quite apparent. I wasn't working on my mentals. An instrument. I know how to dabble here or there, and I know how to find middle C on the piano, and I can sing quite well. But when it comes to getting down, reading music, and playing an instrument, Matthew Gribben can't do that yet. And then that's sad to me. Because it's something that I know that I'd love to do and that I have the ability to do. And then the reason I'm kind of down about it is I'm speaking at my father's church this Sunday. And frankly, I don't know what we're going to do for a special music. We might just be singing Jesus Loves Me a cappella. Right? There you go. I'm not sure what we'll do. But I know the Lord will lead. And we're going to have a dandy of a time. And it'll be quite memorable nonetheless. How about that? There you go. So you want to find ways to increase your mental strength, your spiritual strength, and your physical strength. It's very important. You want to have a well-balanced life. You want to have a well-balanced diet. That's part of your physical, but it also affects your mental because you're fed. And if you're hypoglycemic, you know what I'm talking about. Wink. But seriously, I'm thankful for the ability to have discernment and being able to assess the situation and be able to look at where I am and look at certain behaviors and root them back to certain mindsets that I might have that I might need to change so that I can create better fruit. Look at yourself. Look at your own life. Look at the situation that you're in. Is this happening? Is it needed? You want to be able to clean house. You want to be able to self-assess. You want to be able to be in a continuous state of betterment and a positive force for good. Thank you so much for watching the Matthew Gribben Show. We're going to continue with some fun facts, some interesting situations, and some National Day celebrations. It's my birthday. Word of the day. You got to use your words. Otherwise, you're going to lose your words. Today's word of the day is besotted. Besotted is the word of the day. It's spelled B-E-S-O-T-T-E-D, besotted. Besotted means, quote, loving someone or something so much that you cannot think clearly, end quote. Let's use it in a sentence. He was so besotted with his classmate that he began to make errors on his work. I've been besotted before towards another individual, towards beautiful ladies in my past. I'm not currently besotted. I get besotted, I guess, when it comes to food. I'm a foodie, and so when I either create something or see something that I know that I would thoroughly enjoy, when it comes to cuisine, I become besotted. I lose what I'm doing, can't think straight, and I start to drool a little bit in the mouthwater and get stoked about the food. You can definitely be besotted about, you could probably be besotted about a situation, an exciting and a new opportunity, a brand new job, a brand new day on the job, whatever the case may be. You can be besotted. Besotted is spelled B-E-S-O-T-T-E-D. Besotted means loving someone or something. There you go. So much that you cannot think clearly. Besotted is the word of the day. National Day. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. I don't see National Matthew Rayburn Day, but it will be one day. Will be one day. National Thomas Jefferson Day. Are you thankful for the Declaration of Independence? Are you thankful for Thomas Jefferson? Are you thankful for $10 bills? Are you thankful for American history? If it's yes to any of those questions, then you too can celebrate Thomas Jefferson Day. National Scrabble Day. That's not the most exciting board game, but it is good, and it is wordy, and it is it makes you smarter, you know. Don't you love how you sound dumb and then you say it? And then irony is one of my favorite things in the world as well. National Scrabble Day. Learn some new words and practice them. You know, use the Word of the Day segment here on the Matthew Rayburn Show and implement it thoroughly on National Scrabble Day. National Make Lunch Count Day. It just talks about people not eating a good lunch, let alone a lunch. Don't eat lunch at your desk, even though you save money. Go out and celebrate, okay? You're talking about your coworkers. Ow! You probably work in a really cool neighborhood with some really cool restaurants. So use hashtag National Make Lunch Count Day as you make your lunch count today. This one's interesting. I think it's newer. National Borinquenors Day. National Borinquenors Day. Pretty much it's celebrating those who volunteer in the Puerto Rican military. Because they don't really have a military. And not really a National Guard. Infantry. Ah, very good. Yes, on April 13th, National Borinquenors Day recognizes the sacrifices of the Puerto Rican Regiment of the Volunteer Infantry. Today, the regiment is designated the 65th Infantry Regiment of the United States Army. Very cool. It says that they haven't done much, but we're still thankful that they're there, and they haven't had much combat, but we're thankful that they're there. It's National Peach Cobbler Day. I love peach cobbler. I make a mean peach cobbler, spiced peach cobbler, I call it, because it has like allspice and nutmeg and some warming spices in there, besides all that wonderful cinnamon. Wink! No, but it's super good, and I'm thankful for it. It's good. It's really good. So, I might even make one this afternoon. I mean, I'm not doing much. I'm doing things later, and I did things this morning, but in the middle, I guess I don't have much to do. I guess I have lunch planned. But I've been just thinking about what I'm doing today on my birthday. But that was National Day. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. Renewed Restoration. Call Joe Parsley, 317-339-5644. 317-339-5644. Roofing, siding, and gutters. Get your estimate today. It's real. There's been some wind damage in the past. And you don't want a leaky roof. You don't want any type of damage to cause any type of further situations to cause further expenses. You don't want that. Get your free estimate. Call Joe Parsley, 317-339-5644. Roofing, siding, and gutters. Renewed Restoration. Get your house renewed today. Joe Parsley, 317-339-5644. Weird news. I love weird things, and I love news. And together it creates one of my favorite segments of the Matthew Rayburn Show. Weird news. Headline, Australian couple believes aliens are behind a series of cattle mutilations. Cattle mutilations are not something to play around with. They're very weird, and they're very newsworthy. Let's read. an Australian couple believe that aliens are to blame for a series of mysterious cattle mutilations on their property. According to a local media report, Judy and Mick Cook's sizable ranch in the town of Yoongala, it's Australian, folks, has been plagued by the weird incidents for the last 18 years, with the most recent slaying occurring around 6 months ago. In total, the couple have lost a staggering 20 cattle to a puzzling perpetrator who removes the animal's organs with surgical precision and leaves no blood nor trace of their presence behind. Having mulled over the recurring mystery for years, the pair have come to a rather otherworldly conclusion for who or what is to blame: aliens. Quote, how is it happening? End quote. It must have something that lifts it up and puts it down and doesn't leave any marks, end quote, Judy observed, indicating that the proverbial ET hypothesis is the, quote, only explanation I have got, end quote. This was echoed by Mick, who re-encountered an incident 5 years ago wherein he spotted an inexplicable bright light hovering over, quote, the boundary of the property, end quote. The following day, the rancher ventured out to the area and discovered a gathering of their cattle. The animals, he recalled, quote, looked terrorized, and they started running as soon as I got close to them, which was very strange, end quote. Weird. Seemingly in agreement with her parents, quote, alien explanation, the couple's daughter mused that, quote, it really makes you think that there's something going on that general public doesn't know about. Maybe there's something being kept hidden from us, end quote. Since the circumstances surrounding the slayings are eerily similar to mysterious cattle mutilations reported here in America for decades, this would seem to suggest that at the very least, the phenomenon is global in nature and not something isolated to the United States. Whether aliens are responsible for their incidents, of course, remains a matter of conjecture, and one imagines at the point the Cooks likely just wish their cattle would stop being targeted. Cattle mutilation is fascinating. It's strange. It's eerie. It's off-putting. It's bad in a lot of ways. And it's bad in the sense that it's all over the place. Oh, here we go. There we go. Back to normal. Yeah, cattle mutilations, they're weird. The blood is drained. There's no trace of anything standing around where the blood was drained. Certain organs, mainly like the tongue and genitals from the cattle, are being removed surgically with like laser precision. But there's no knife cutting. It looks like a laser did it. I don't know if there's like slight cauterizing of the wound, like around it, like a little burnt edge. I'm not too sure. But I know that it's more frequent than you think, and it's weird, just super weird. That's why I love doing it here on the Matthew Urban Show. Weird news. Kingdom Landscape. Call Austin Moxley, 317-296-3974. Austin Moxley is a beautiful individual, and he's an asset to my reality, and so is Kingdom Landscape, and will be with your yard. Hardscaping, landscaping, whatever the case may be, get your estimate today. 317-296-3974. Austin Moxley and his team have impeccable skills and a beautiful work ethic, and it's incredible what they can do in a little bit of amount of time. 317-296-3974. Austin Moxley, Kingdom Landscape. Guys, it's my birthday, but I gotta go. I'm getting called. I'm getting texted. I gotta answer an email. I'm having a good old time. I'm gonna continue to stay a better man and a positive force for good. You, my audience, have made me so much better. You made me stronger, faster, funnier. I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for you over there. I'm thankful for you over there. God bless you. God bless America. You know, I just love it. Oh, we're dancing. You got to dance, guys. Remember that. Do that all the time. Do it as much as you can. In the shower, in the car, with your kids, at church. Remember to dance. It's very important. Dance. Guys, I love you so much. Thank you so much once again. You have a beautiful day. Thank you. Bye-bye.